I'm joined by Rhonda Reif. We talk about all kinds of things. We talk about living with the season. We talk about ways to feel better. We talk about Chinese medicine. We also talk about things that are connected to a lot of things people really haven't got a firm understanding is of it, rather, and that it would be among those is the term feng shui. Now, we've talked about that, but is in the Chinese, the feng shui is a specific location for the way you put things in a home, the way you put things in your house, the way you think put things into an apartment. How do you put those in there so that it stays in balance and will make it less stressful for you? Because I think that's really, isn't that really what the idea of feng shui is, to find a balance in your life?
It is. It's the ancient Chinese art of placement of objects in and around your environment to create balance and harmony. And it means that, you know, that it's not in the valley where it's too wet, and it's not at the top of the mountain where it's too windy. It's right in the middle. That's what feng shui kind of means. So that means balance. And it's about things that are registering actually the way that it's going to work if people don't want to necessarily focus on the energy aspect of it. It's about that we subconsciously receive these visual messages that our brain processes. So if every day that we walk in and we see all the laundry that has to be done, or all the clutter that's there, or the broken clock every day, those are things that register in our mind of we have a lot of work to do, or, oh my gosh, this is insurmountable, or I have everything in my life is broken. And that's what happens, is it starts to create this pattern. So on a psychology level, that's how it works. On an energetic level, there's things, everything has an energy about it. And so when you have things that are out of balance or not in harmony, or they're not flowing correctly, or they're in the wrong part of the house with feng shui, then that can affect your energy. And also with feng shui, every part of the house has a different assigned energy. So today we were going to talk about the number one part. We're going to talk about the number one, and we're going to talk about the fame and recognition center of your home.
Okay. Now, numbers and how they are affecting our guess what, our psychology, so to speak. We have had a year which had a lot of twos in it, haven't we? A lot of ones and twos over the last 2 years. I don't know how much of that is specifically, of course, it's been a pandemic year, and moving out of that, in terms of numbers, is one a powerful number?
One is a number for new beginnings. And so in January, we saw that we were powered with the ones and the twos. So one is about new beginnings. It's about starting things, entrepreneur. It's coming up with new ideas. It's about being independent. And so with that, then partnered with the twos are actually about working with other people and relationships. And so in January, we saw a lot of new things happening where you were forging new relationships. Then in February, we had the two twos, which were double partnerships, relationships, all of that. March was about three and twos, which is creativity. And now this month in April, we do have a lot of the 4-4, 2-2 vibration, because it's not just on April 4th. You know, we're going to look at the 24th, the 22nd of April. And then also there's kind of some hidden numbers, because for instance, if you were to add up 2022, it's a 6. And so that has to do with April 6th. So it would be 4-6-6 would be that same energy. So that's just kind of how the numbers are working, just kind of in a glance, you know, that we're going to have that this whole year is going to be focused on relationships. And so in feng shui, each particular part of the bagua, which is like the map of your house, has a different number and a different vibration. So for the first one today, we're going to talk about the ones and standing up for yourself and starting new beginnings and integrity, reputation, fame, recognition, all of those kinds of things. But what we're going to go around the whole nine things over the course of the next few months and talk about the different numbers. But absolutely, this is absolutely a year with all the twos in it that people really need to pay attention to. Starting new relationships, strengthening relationships, and not just romantic relationships, partnerships with other people, coworkers, could be with pets, you know, those kinds of things. So this is a really strong year for all of those things. And then it adds up to a 6, which is about community and balance and helping, you know, do things in relationships with different things. So you know, maybe you're going to go do something with a group of people on some kind of a mission or, you know, things like that, where you're going to work in groups.
You know, and I guess the other thing is about the number one, or beginnings, or new beginnings. I think of spring as a new beginning and a movement into a time of year which I find much more enjoyable. But it's the beginning of it's the things start to grow in the spring. They start to move out of the winter darkness and we move into the light. To me, I think of spring as a starting point for a lot of things. I'm guessing a lot of other people would probably agree with me, right?
Yeah, that's true. And if you remember last month, we finished up the 12th sign of the zodiac. And so we are starting a new zodiac year. In Asian culture, they started their new year in February. And so we are starting a lot of new beginnings. And so that's why, you know, it's also spring cleaning. So I thought that was why this was another appropriate time to talk about feng shui, because this is the perfect time as we switch from that Chinese medicine season from kidney bladder into now liver gallbladder, which is the cleansing organs of the body. That was on March 20th. So starting now until we go to summer in June, now is the time to go through and just completely do lots of cleaning. And even if it's not cleaning dirt, talk about cleaning out the things that, you know, that are thoughts in your head that you need to get rid of, or the closets, getting rid of clothes. You know, we have spring clean up here in Burlington. Get rid of the clutter. Get rid of anything you're not using or you don't love or anything that's broken. And so so that's a really good time to do that. And so today on the Bagua, we'll start with number one, which is the fame and recognition section. And it actually, again, you know, I always try to relate it to how does this affect your physical health. Well, this particular section also has a lot to do with your eyes and your vision. And when you think about it, a lot of times you visualize being famous, but it also can affect your eyes as well. It can affect whether you have a lot of headaches or a lot of like upper neck problems. And so that's really something to consider. And it can also affect sometimes your digestive system, like your colon. So these are areas that you can do. And there's lots of information out there if you want to dig deeper, they can call me. But this is also the element where fire should be. So if you're somebody that has a fireplace, that's the perfect place to put it. It's a good place to put your things that are heating, like candles, pictures of things that are red, because it's ruled by the color red. And the shape is a triangle. And, of course, you know, when you think about it, that a lot of times the fire is represented by a sign of a triangle. So this is things that you could do that are triangular. Now, in this particular section, these are the places you should put awards, recognition. You could put, like, if you have like documents that, you know, degrees or something, that's a place that you could put it. And feng shui doesn't just apply to the home. It applies to the office. Every single building, every single thing, even your desk has its own feng shui Bagua map. So there's certain ways that you could arrange things on your desk even that would attract more recognition or fame or increase your integrity, those kinds of things. So it's a pretty powerful thing. I mean, Disney, lots of major corporations, United Airlines, a lot of major corporations use feng shui when they do their layouts of their facilities, their buildings, or even their Disney parks.
Let's talk about it. Going into as you move into a room, a door is the entryway to a room. Is a door where number one is, or where is the number one in a typical room or in a typical house?
So the type of feng shui, that there's two kinds. One would be to use a compass. And then you would go only by directions of the compass, which is really complex. And that's really left to sensei feng shui masters. You know, it's very, very complex. The more converted, simpler version is called the black hat method. And that is where you stand in the doorway. And it would, if you imagine whether you're in a room or at your house, that it's divided like a tic-tac-toe board. And each one of those little squares is equally proportioned. So if the room is, let's say, 21 by 21, each one of those things is going to be like that was probably not a very good thing. Let's just say 18 by 18, you know, that you're going to divide that into three equal parts. So it would be equally divided. And then you're going to look at, if you were going to put your thing in the tic-tac-toe board, the uppermost row in the middle is the fame and recognition. So think of it, you know, kind of front and center is what it is. And that's what the number one kind of means, is that you're in the limelight. So you could do that with your house. And if the house is not square, you still have to superimpose that over the thing, because that could be neat areas of your house that are missing. Same thing with the room. So it has to be, you know, kind of square or rectangular, unless you have an octagon room, and then that's perfect. But then it's going to work with that. So if you're standing in the doorway of a room, because you can do it for the house and then for the room, it's that same thing. Imagine there's a tic-tac-toe board, and the very top row, the middle square, is going to be where the fame and recognition center is.
Front and center is really what the number one is all about, the beginning of all things that you are going to be putting on your list, so to speak. But front and center is where you, that would be where you would, if you're going to be working, front and center usually is where you're going to be working or relaxing, right?
Well, fame and recognition isn't necessarily about relaxing. There's other parts of the home that would be more relaxing. This is a very, you know, one is a very active number. Because you start with one, you forge with one, everything begins with one. It's where you blaze new trails, come up with new ideas. So the one energy is probably not going to be the most relaxing energy, but it is where you could sit and come up with creative ideas about starting new projects.
Uh-huh.
It's a good place for a home office. It absolutely, though, because it's a fire element, you should not have any water in there. That should not be a place that you have water, because water puts out fire. So it would kind of like, you know, throw a wet blanket on your, you know, parade, that kind of thing. So there's things that you can do in feng shui to make corrections. So, for instance, if you have a lot of water, and water in feng shui is glass, anything reflective like a mirror. It could be things that have a lot of the color blue. It could be a hot water heater, a washing machine, a dishwasher, the sink, the bathroom, any of those kinds of things. You know, the last thing I think anybody wants is their fame and recognition in the toilet. So if you have things like that, it's important that you can do some corrections. And there are, you know, that's probably another whole show, but there's a lot of things that you can do with that. So it's a very dynamic part of the home, because it's that one energy.
Front and center, where you are most productive and where you start new things. Is that safe to say?
I would say so, yes. And it's also a great place for a vision board, the things that you want to be known for, the things you want to be accomplished for. It could be pictures of people that you've had taken, you know, like in Iowa here, we're lucky. A lot of these political candidates come through here that someday might be president. And, you know, we go and meet them and have our picture taken. I mean, it could even be something like that, that if you have your picture taken with somebody of fame or notoriety, you could put that in that particular section of your home. And what it does is it just magnifies that energy.
And Iowa is the number one state, the very first state in the presidential process of selecting a president. How about that?
Yes, it is. There's that one energy again.
Number one, the energy of number one we're talking about. We're going to go through each of the, one through nine over the next few months and talk about how they fit in. And, Rhonda, if they want more information about you, what's the website to go to?
This is very exciting, Steve. I'm working on my book on numbers, and so look for that to be coming out here. I don't know if it'll be the next few months or how soon, but it's going to be all on numbers, and it's going to talk a little bit about all the things we talked about on the show, just briefly. So I have a brand new website. It's called RhondaReif.com. So that's R-E-I-F.com. They can still find me at LifePathwaysLLC.com, TheStressManagementShop.com. They can find me on Facebook. I have a new Facebook page, Rhonda Reif, that's specifically for business stuff. And then also they can call me, 319-752-0175. And, you know, lots of choices there.
All right. Rhonda Reif, join us the next time we talk ways to, guess what, to live well and to understand what our life is, what things affect our life, including numbers.